My presentation today is on the ASEAN Council of Europe. And ASEAN are 10 countries in Southeast Asia. I've shown the world map here, where Southeast Asia is in green, and the 10 countries. The 10 countries from Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. These 10 countries are very different in their different aspects of economic development, income levels, legal systems, and insurance regulations. So what have we implemented today in these 10 countries? Firstly, the insurance policies are not recognized for use in most other countries. So our solution is we still need to buy third-party liability insurance for motor vehicles for each transit and destination country along the way. We have a common website on the screen here, and we issue a blue card that shows evidence of compulsory motor insurance through all the transit and destination countries. The next slide here shows a sample of what a blue card looks like. So that was the original physical blue card. Now it is intended to be an electronic blue card. And we have a five-step process here on how to buy insurance before crossing the border. So the concept is, if you go to the common website and you buy insurance, you choose your origin country and your destination country, you can buy insurance for each of the territories from the origin to the destination. You finish your payment and you will get the insurance policies and the blue card issued to you by email. This screen shows some of the practicalities of doing what we just said. And before you buy the insurance, you need to have your relevant documents ready. And then after you get the documents, you have bought your insurance, you still need to print your insurance policy and your blue card, keep them in your vehicle for inspection at the border. So right now, the border authorities do not use the blue card for determining whether this vehicle has insurance for the destination country or not. And then below is what happens when there is a claim. It is not necessarily smooth, as we will go through in the next few slides what the issues are. So the issues and challenges that we face. First, there is no minimum compulsory insurance cover across the countries. And there is no minimum standard that all of us have to meet. So the countries have very different systems. We will go into some of this on the next slide. And only two country pairs have mutual recognition of insurance. So Malaysia with Brunei and Malaysia with Singapore, between these two pairs of countries, the vehicles can drive into the other, and the two territories will recognize the insurance of the vehicle issued by the other country. Even here, the different income levels between Malaysia and Brunei and Malaysia and Singapore result in the Malaysian insurers paying far higher claims for accidents involving Brunei and Singapore vehicles compared to when they pay for accidents for Malaysian vehicles. Then most countries will only allow the use of insurance from the insurers licensed by them locally. So this is an insurance regulation issue. Next, we look at the compensation frameworks. There is a mix of no-fault compensation systems and fault-based liability. And then there are very different limits of liability. So some of the no-fault systems, we see about $3,000, and some of the systems we see unlimited liability for death and bodily injury. These limits are usually benchmarked to the income levels in the local country. And when you mix this group of countries with very different income levels, you have very different limits of liability. Then looking at the legal systems and compensation frameworks, there are very different limitation periods. So in some territories, you have 6 months to make your claim, and in others, you have 6 years. And the blue card that we issue, the concept was that the border authorities should use this as evidence of insurance. This is not happening right now. And it is not linked to the border authorities' transport monitoring system. So this does not encourage adoption by the border authorities or by the motorists at the moment. So what are some possible solutions? I suggest three on the board here. First, we need to consider mutual recognition of insurance between the countries. And to do this, the 10 countries need to agree on insurance regulatory changes. Second, we need to harmonize common minimum standards for compulsory insurance across the countries if this is to work well. And third, we think that the insurance records must be integrated to the border authorities' common database that they use today for transport monitoring, and they must accept this as evidence of insurance for their vehicle. That brings me to the end of the presentation for ASEAN. Thank you.